Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Four Center Presents Databank Dive. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Ken Napsok. This is the show that was going to be a little bit of a shorter series, a little behind the scenes. We were like, let's do 6 episodes and come back. We're having so much fun. Joseph, we're going to roll on.
We're on episode 007, which I really like that you have numbered it. I number them just 7. But then I saw in your official, you're smart. You're like, we're going to do hundreds of these. So we better leave the numbers.
And it's right. This is a 007 one. Ooh. Who's the Q? Who's the M?
That is right. We have basically a super spy, a dashing character about the galaxy, a very James Bond character to cover here. If for some reason you are checking in for the first time on Databank Dive, here's the deal. We pick a character, a weapon, a vehicle, something from the galaxy far, far away that's a little bit more on the weirder, the wilder, the fun side of Star Wars. And then we share some of the basic info and have some fun talking, joking about this entry of the databank. And today's entry is that smooth, suave, super droid spy known as Gonky.
Oh, Gonky.
Gonky is not a spy, to my knowledge, but I was having fun with the James Bond thing. Yep. Here is what is the real deal with Gonky. Here's what the StarWars.com databank has to say about Gonky. Aboard the Marauder shuttle, Clone Force 99 carries a GNK droid affectionately known as Gonky. Although the droid's primary function is to serve as a power generator, Wrecker has been known to repurpose Gonky as part of his exercise routine. And I realize I should have said from the get-go, we are pulling from the great animated series Bad Batch. In case anybody hasn't watched this, maybe this will become an ad to check out Bad Batch, because it's got some great characters like Gonky. Ken, you're a big fan of Wrecker. How important to your enjoyment of the show Bad Batch has been Wrecker picking up this Gonk droid, Gonky, and basically using him as a resistance weight?
I love it. I think because I use a lot of resistance bands, so maybe you're right. Maybe I'm connecting with this. No, I love it. And it's something that I don't want to say just works in animation. I just don't think this in live action would hit for everyone. You know, if Wrecker was just lifting a Gonk droid, I don't know. It does work. I don't want to be over dramatic here, but gosh, Gonky's presence and Gonky as a friend and weight for Wrecker is pretty key to Bad Batch for me.
Yeah, no, it's a great image because it's perfectly of Wrecker's character. It fits into Gonky, as we'll talk about, but it's also just kind of a background gag. You know, it isn't like the point of a scene ever. And I never thought about how it would play in live action. And now I'm picturing like a young Arnold Schwarzenegger doing just like totally bonkers comedy faces.
Yeah.
As he pumps Gonky.
And it's so funny because, like, you know, Andor is shaping up to be a more serious version of Star Wars. Maybe. We don't know all of it. There could be some great jokes. Rogue One, same thing, but K2SO. So I imagine, you know, there's a good chance Wrecker could show up, and then we'd have to deal with Tony Gilroy directing Wrecker to lift a Gonk droid. And he'd be like, no, what is this?
That is so fun to think about our ongoing discussions of what the sort of comedy tone of Andor might be. But that's what's great about Bad Batch. This is just turning into a commercial for people who haven't watched Bad Batch, that it will go from the gut-wrenching trauma of war and lost loyalty and having your agency taken away, and then Wrecker going, whoa!
Yeah. It's all things.
All things, from tragedy to woe, all things. We're going to get back to Gonky. Speaking of tragedy, maybe, here's the additional info from Wikipedia that really fleshes out Gonky. Gonky was a defective GNK series power droid who served Clone Force 99 aboard the Marauder. Wrecker frequently used the droid as a weightlifting aid. As a defective unit, Gonky's power unit could not fully charge. The enhanced clone Omega used the droid as a cot for a brief time.
Right, that's right.
Additionally, she spoke to Gonky on occasion, showing him her trooper doll. When the Marauder was boarded by enemy Zygerians, Omega told the droid to hide, though he simply powered down. Omega tried to fix Gonky's power unit to allow him to charge fully, but Hunter told her it was no use since he was a defective unit. The young clone comforted Gonky by saying they were all defective. During the Bad Batch's mission to Darrow, Gonky provided extra power to the ship when it was attacked by Imperial V-Wing starfighters. But when a second group of V-Wings opened fire, Gonky short-circuited. I love that sometimes when you go to Wikipedia, it is, you know, just an additional description of everything that happened to the character, you know, and you look at the Wikipedia page for, you know, Sheev Palpatine.
Yeah.
Epic. And then this is really almost everything that's ever happened to Gonky. But it just reads as like Gonky is an old silent film star. And here's every comedy bit he did. He got used as a weightlifting aid. He got used as a cot. He was shown a doll. He powered down instead of hiding. These are the best bits of Gonky.
Starred in a road picture. He's great.
Exactly. Yeah. And remember when that house fell all around him, but he fell through the window hole, so he was okay?
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. Mm. Did you get anything new out of this Wikipedia entry? Did it help you to see Gonki in a different light?
It reminded me, it's only been a year removed, a Bad Batch, a series we love, but it just reminded me the importance of one of the themes, this idea of defective, and don't worry, we all are, which just means you're finding your true place, you're finding your true self. And for it to extend down to this Gonk droid, I thought was really powerful at the time and just really endearing. You know, droids, it's funny because Chewie is famously designed on, you know, around Indiana the dog that George had, as everyone should know or eventually finds out in Star Wars lore. But I still think some droids really hit that dog vein.
Yeah.
And I think Gonki's one of those. Not to BB-8, R2 probably upset at me for saying that, but Gonki's in that mode of just a good, loyal companion that some people can overlook and some people cannot give, you know, treat them the way they deserve and let them into your life to help. And I think Omega says it, sees it, and Gonki is that for all of them.
I really like that you're drawing that out from this, because I so agree that Gonki fits into that droid mold of maybe more valuable than he's actually being treated by his compatriots. But also there is just like this kind of fun-loving vibe. Like if you could stick your head out of a spaceship window, I think Gonki would stick his head out of the Marauder.
Just little droid ears flapping in the wind.
Just enjoying that hyperspace breeze that would probably rip him apart in reality. All right, let's get into our discussion of Gonki. Not like we weren't fully discussing Gonki, but we're going to go all in now. We start with the physical. If anybody's sitting in their car trying to dream of Gonki, how would you physically describe Gonki, Ken?
All right. He is more of a rectangle than a square. Boxy, think of a trash compactor or a supersized paper shredder with little cute, kind of pudgy, robotic, almost Battlestar Galactica legs. I don't want to upset George by mentioning Battlestar Galactica. We know there was some tension back in the day between the two properties. You know, he's a classic Gonk droid, and we all know those Gonk droids. We all know the old. We all made that sound on the playground, no matter when you first discovered them in New Hope or where they show up elsewhere. Of course, we should mention the one horrendously and heinously tortured in Jabba's palace. Mm. Hard for me to watch as a kid, even though I was like, I don't think that his feet actually touched the device. As a kid, I got hung up on that a little bit. But yeah, that's a Gonk droid. It's a Gonk droid. It is a battery with legs.
Yeah, that's totally the deal, right? Great description of just the general shape. Like the shape is kind of like two big totes you'd buy at Target to put clothes in when you're moving and then smash together, right?
Yes. Is that how Jen Landa would craft a Gonk droid? You'll have to ask her.
I think I'm obsessed because I just moved all of my belongings from Minneapolis to Los Angeles. And yeah, there was a lot of tote shopping, a lot of jug bin tote shopping at Target. And it's like looking at this, like I could put together a Gonk.
What I love, and this is what sometimes Databank Dive does, is helps us learn more about each other, even after all these years. I'm glad that you and I call them totes. I get in arguments. I got in arguments with my old pal Josh McCougar over at GPA. He's like, we need to get more totes. He's like, what are totes? I'm like, these are totes. Those are plastic boxes. Those are boxes. They're totes, man. So I'm glad that you and I call them totes, and Gonki is made of totes.
I can't pick a noun. Totes, bins, jugs, plastic boxes. That's the nice. What are these strange plastic boxes? Boxes are made of cardboard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that he Gonki is like, it's like, it's kind of light beige, right? He's a little differentiated maybe from the color scheme of others, Gonk droids, still in the family. You had the very accurate description of Battlestar Galactica legs. I went with accordion legs, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you could do a comedy video where you're watching Gonki walk and you could have that of like an accordion going off.
Has no one done that on the internet yet? Has that not happened?
I'm sure that has happened. I'm going to Google it when we're done. Yeah. But there is something about it, right? Because it's definitely the Gonk droid design to me is one of those things from, you know, we all know the stories of how A New Hope came about. We just had the great series Light and Magic. But, you know, it was just like duct tape and a prayer to the gods, old and new, to pull that film together, right?
Right, right.
But some things from A New Hope are just like, well, that's it. That's the lighting design. That's the wall lighting design of the Death Star and all Imperial facilities for now and forever. Right? And Gonky's legs are one of those things of like, if Gonk droids had just been invented for, say, Rogue One, would Gonky have ended up with Battlestar Galactica accordion legs? Like, aesthetically, how do you feel about that?
This is a great discussion point. This is wonderful. It's the genius. So glad you mentioned the Light and Magic thing. Yeah, you get the sense of someone was like, go in the back alley and see if there's any parts for the legs, right? It's that kind of the thing there. And there's someone at the golf course across the street, the Van Nuys 9 there. We'll get some parts there. I think it would look different. It's fascinating, especially Rogue One is a great example in Andor we're going to see where you are trying to build back to something created on the fly in the 70s. Like, you know, like that's I've never really thought of it that way. So no, unfortunately, I think Gonks would look different.
Yeah. Down to, would they have legs? I wanted to be sure to ask you about this because we get this, you know, thing where sometimes fans are like, this is a galaxy where we have hover technology. Why does anything have wheels? Why does anything have treads? But it's a good point. This is a galaxy where we have wheels, we have treads, we have hover technology.
Yeah.
And the Gonk droids are, you know, battery packs. They're, you know, they hold a charge. They can help you charge your devices, power generator, that walks on two legs.
Yeah.
For you, what is your headcanon of when these ubiquitous droids were designed? Mm-hmm. Why do they have actual sentient being legs instead of any other technology for moving about?
I think in universe, whichever company designed them, I'll have to look that up here on Wikipedia, but I think it was a communication error, it was a clerical error that we need to get, we have to have some power, some remote power. Maybe like a droid can handle that task. Someone was like on it and comes up with this because maybe they saw an astromech and it was just kind of like someone was like, no, it didn't have to talk. It could, you could just, it's portable, right? And so I think it was a clerical error, which leads me to think if they're to do an updated Gonk droid, say in Star Wars Episode 10, right? Okay, it would hover. It would just hover. Yeah. And you could just call it over. It'd almost be like the dare I say the torture droid. It would just hover over. Bring the syringe over. Because the torture droid would definitely not be as intimidating if it was like walking over.
Making the accordion Battlestar Galactica noise.
Yeah. And a little bit, I think I'm also doing the droid from Buck Rogers with Gil Gerard, whatever.
Yeah, beady 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 beady.
So that's what I think of too when they're gone. So yeah, anyways.
That's a great song to put together, the beady 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 gonk. Beady 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 gonk. The sounds of the 70s right there, kids.
Yes. Oh, you're so right.
Industrial Automaton is the manufacturer, according to Wikipedia. I always think that, you know, sometimes we talk about like, well, if they have this technology, why don't they use this better technology? And I just like always looking at the galaxy of like, well, there are financial realities. There's a ton in our real universe that are like, well, if you have this good food, why doesn't everybody eat it? Well, money, you know?
Yeah.
why does anybody have to eat fake chocolate? Why don't you all have real chocolate in your candy bars? Like, well, and I kind of feel like this is like legs are cheap.
Yeah.
I feel like legs are cheaper technology. And since the company is Industrial Automaton, they try to sell it as, well, this is what we make. We make automatons. We make droids with a little bit of personality. You know, that can be your buddy. I know everybody doesn't treat them like a buddy, but that's the deal. You know, you need power. Well, Gonky will just stroll on over.
Yeah, and designed to be, it's just for your hangar. It's for your personal hangar warehouse. He's not meant to go fight a war for you. You know, he's not even shouldn't be flying your ship. He's just in a hangar, these gonkies, these droids. So yeah, that kind of works for me too. That's where it kind of began. Yeah, it's not like a Hitchhiker's thing with the doors that talk when they open, right?
Right. Right. I did not expect to spend this much time on legs, but I do have one more question for you. Would you like to see an advanced gonk droid that has longer legs and knees so the gonk droid can come running when power is needed instead of slowly shambling over?
Oh.
Every gonk droid looks like it is waking up from the world's most exciting, roughest night with a terrible hangover.
Yeah, no, it's nightmare fuel. It's like that. Is it the Simpsons episode where some of the inanimate objects come to life and grow legs like a toaster running after you? you know what? I love Mandalorian Chapter 8. I think once it kind of starts getting a little more serious and wears its heart on the sleeve, Taika really nailed that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Except for when that astromech droid like springs arms and legs to take them down the river, lava
fairy
river.
Droid. Yeah,
the fairy droid. Great design, and I love it. It's very imaginative. Freaked me out. I don't want my gonk droid to walk into the room. Oh, you got a gonk droid? Great. And suddenly it's, you know, a 7'2" gonk droid.
I want big bird gonk with big legs just trucking at me, just running.
Just all hips and knees and joints.
No arms or head.
You know, it'd be Big Bird's a great example, but same scene. Sweetums in the first Muppet movie chasing after them, go Hollywood, Hollywood, which also terrified me.
Gonky Wood.
That's exactly what it is.
All right. We went a little astray in physically describing Gonky, but let's get back to the magic of Gonky in specific. What does Gonky add to the legend of Star Wars?
Look at what we're talking about here. We're talking about a battery, and it's inspired this much thought and laughter and wonder. I think that is part of the genius of going back to New Hope and all the crew there at ILM building it all up, not knowing what they're doing, and George laying down you know, some goals and, hey, let's try to do this. This idea that it's a droid, it's a battery, and you know, again, in New Hope, it just kind of it's there. It's there in the crawler. It's not really, I didn't come out of New Hope as a kid going, oh, it's a power droid. Like I didn't know that. I didn't know, maybe till the figure came out. And it's just so simple, but you can't stop talking about it, and you can't stop hearing the sound design behind that. Like what is this droid going to sound like? It's going to sound like gonk, gonk. There you go. A legend is born. It brings so much to the story in universe. And then it's an example of all the creativity that went into this wonderful thing and why we're still talking about it 40 plus years later.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. That is a great summation of gonk droids. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes Gonky so powerful, is like they didn't try to make like some like, this is a gonk droid, but actually he's into music or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's just like the epitome of gonk droids. It's like taking all of the jokes and the fun and the weirdness of gonk droids that you just described and yeah, making that a character, right?
Right.
Down to the fact that his name is Gonky, right? His name is just Nowny.
And yeah, didn't they take me back to Bad Batch? Didn't we all kind of name him that before we knew he was that? Didn't that, like, not just you and I, but like the fandom was kind of like, he's Gonky. And I know that we were right. I can't remember the details on that, but I seem to recall.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that's like, it almost doesn't matter if it's true because that's the spirit it captures.
Yes.
Like,
yes, yes.
If we all had a gonk droid, we'd call him Gonky. So yeah, you're like, of course.
Of course he's Gonky. Of course he's Gonky.
Yeah. And then I think, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit more here. But the idea of, he can't get to a full charge. So like, yeah, he would be cast aside by other people. But Clone Force 99 are the kind of people who know that being different, it makes you valuable, right?
Yeah.
That what makes you different can give you strength. And even if it is just like, oh, that's a weakness, I got to try a little harder. That doesn't, you know, make you without value. You know, it's such, mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm, his magic, right? He's disrespected by a lot of the galaxy, but loved by Omega and loved by us, the audience, because he's such an underdog.
Yeah. Yeah. It just fits right in and really adds a lot of heart to that show. That's one of the things I just love about Bad Batch, going back to advertising that show. It's just full of heart.
It really is.
Good old fashioned heart.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And on that great note, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in gonk minutes to keep talking about Gonky.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, we are back to continue celebrating Gonky. So a couple other questions for you, Ken. We have seen Gonky used for his actual purpose as a battery, as a charger. We've seen him, of course, as a weight to be lifted and caught. How else would you like to see Gonky used in the show?
Storage, not like you're cracking them open like a tote, but like I have a habit of this. I'm even looking here in my room. Like I have one of those like footrest / storage compartment things, right? So I have a bunch of compact discs in there because I just don't know what to do with those and I don't want to get rid of them. So I have that. So you have CDs and then I could put my feet on there if I'm gaming or on my computer. But also, more often than not, that's just where I put other things on top of it. So I want to see it acknowledged. Maybe Gonky's kind of, not throws a fit, but stands up for himself. Be like, I'm not just a storage tray. But that's how I would use Gonky. So that's how maybe I would like to see it more in the show.
Yeah. Yeah. There is, there's a lot of images when you just go Gonky Star Wars images, Google search, almost all of them. I thought like, does he have a hat I forgot about? No, it's just a toolbox that placed on his head. But yeah, I mean, definitely in our home, there is the curse of the open flat space. Like something will be put on it, right? So it'd be great in the show to see Gonki get tired of this and like have a scene where like, you know, Echo's going to put down his calf and Gonki just takes a little step. Whoop, calf crashes the floor and Gonki's like, no more. I'm not a table.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about it. Yeah, it does happen enough, so. Yeah, maybe just inadvertently we put together episode 7 of next season. Gonki stands up.
Yeah, yeah. I'd also like to see my favorite clone, Tech, rewire Gonki so anybody who touches him gets a massive shock.
Ooh, like he can activate battery repulse or something. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, like the energy coursing through him can be shot out basically even through his casing.
Yeah.
Tech seems to do that a lot of like make weaponry or defense out of what's available. So like if they're trying to, you know, keep the ship safe.
Yeah.
Maybe some pirates board, Hondo boards, and gets a big shock from Gonki.
And there's got to see, I've been playing Battlefront 2 a little bit more on my PS5 now. And, for some reason, I got stuck on quoting that Nemodian in Phantom Menace. It's like, or is it, the prequels just all batteries fire, magnetize. So I just would want to have someone yell that before Gonki goes into action. You know, all batteries magnetize, and that's when he starts hurting.
All batteries electrify. I'd also be happy to see a Gonki lead a conga line and really make the most of those legs.
Ooh, that'd be Yeah, you know, at that bar, there's some parties.
Oh, yeah. This has already happened. We just haven't seen it,
yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Do you consider Gonki to be a full-fledged member of Clone Force 99? Do you think he is? Do you think the rest of the unit thinks he's a member?
I absolutely think he is a member. I consider him a member. He maybe not didn't start out the show like that in my heart, but I think the way they just kind of weave them in perfectly and that connective thread, that defective theme or whatever you might want to call it, that leads to the true identity and purpose and worth of all these characters. Man, Gonki is definitely part of that. And he's a droid, right? So I would not want to look at him less than I do BB-8, R2, C-3PO, Treadwell. They're all there. They're all there for purpose. So he's part of the team.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I think it's totally in the spirit of the group, of the show, to embrace, you know, family, found family. What's our connection? Yeah. We're all in this together. So I think that would make sense. I can also imagine an actual scene where Omega forces the issue, right? Like if Wrecker says, he's not a member, that Omega would make the rest of the unit vote.
I like that. And
I think if they were all cornered, right, they would probably go along with Omega.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Omega's, you know, I don't say the leader of the team yet, but she's the soul. She's driving the ship, so to speak.
Yeah. I think Hunter's still, you know, making the plans, calling the shots, but yeah, she is the heart and soul.
Yeah, totally.
So we talked about how we would specifically like Gonki to be used. Yeah. But what are your actual hopes for Gonki in season 2 of Bad Batch? Do you hope for him to continue to be this sort of a fun background character, or do you want more from Gonki? What are your Gonki dreams in season 2?
I have big Gonki dreams. I want a little bit of, he's nicer than Chopper, to be clear, but you and I both have an interesting relationship with Chopper, right? Maybe not loving him a lot at first for in-story reasons, out-of-the-story reasons, and all of a sudden kind of realizing, no, he's a cranky cuss, and we get it. We get it. And that episode of Chopper getting his leg back is just one of my favorite episodes of Rebels. So something like that with Gonki, where it's a little bit different point of view. Like I said, I don't consider him a grump, but where he's just left alone again, something big has to happen. I don't know. Maybe he is cast aside. Maybe it's a little bit of depressed Gonki because Wrecker says something stupid. He's not part of the team. And like, so Gonki leaves and lets them learn the lesson without him, but he goes on his own adventure and he comes back and they're like, you are part of the team. And they hold him up and like Boss Nass holding a peace orb and everyone's happy.
Oh, I love this. I do like that there are different episodes of Bad Batch. I do like that they're more character-based ones. So I would love it if they were on a mission, and their mission was basically just, like, deliver this information, and they're going to be spotted, right? Ooh. So they send Gonki to just deliver some info, and the whole episode could just be Gonki's day out, right, of Gonki running into trouble, you know, accidentally walking into construction sites.
Yeah. Ooh, that's great. I love that idea.
My other idea for a deeply meaningful moment, we have seen in trailers for Bad Batch Season 2 that Commander Cody is going to reappear. I think we don't necessarily know, to my knowledge, if Cody is still under the influence of his chip, if he still is kind of following the ethos of Order 66. What if Gonki kicks Cody in the head so hard it frees him from Order 66?
I love this idea. Maybe Wrecker throws Gonki at him too. There's some lot of options here. I love this.
I think that's the most likely prediction, that Wrecker will swing Gonki at someone, perhaps Commander.
Oh, like he's competing in some sort of Olympic event there, just the Gonk droid event. Also, on your Gonki kind of infiltrating things, can we have this cut as a preview, as a fan trailer, but use the VO from Andor, of Andor saying, you know, you just walk right in to the Empire.
They never expected someone like me to walk right in, Gonk. We always like to make it personal. You already alluded to this a little bit. How would you use Gonki if you own Gonki?
Well, yeah, the storage thing is too realistic. I want Gonki to have a higher purpose than that. I do, like, I live in an older house built in 1920, and the wiring has been updated occasionally and allegedly. So we have some power issues in the house every now and then. So I would just love Gonki to be hanging out with me and Grace and the Chihuahuas, but always ready to provide power, almost like a power conditioner or a device. You could buy a little backup power generator. And just kind of be there on call. But I'd take him with me in my car, because I have a 20-year-old car that occasionally has power issues. So I definitely just want Gonki's true abilities to shine, his true purpose to be felt in our house. And I think we could use him.
I think that's great. I would absolutely use Gonki at conventions. My phones always end up with battery problems, so then I have to have like a little portable charger with me, and then it's got a cord coming out of my bag. And blah, blah, blah. If I just had Gonki there walking right behind me at conventions, oh man, that would be great. Keep everything charged. You cracked this obvious truth. If Gonki was at home with me, action figures would be, a mountain of action figures would be piled on Gonki's head, because that's what happens to most surfaces in my home.
And he would treat them very carefully. Not one would fall.
No, he'd be very gentle. It can be argued, I think, that part of Gonki's charm is that we all feel defective at times. What is your version of not being able to hold a full charge? How do you relate to Gonki?
Just last night, got out, you know, worked out in my garage gym. It's still like 100 degrees, and get back in, I still had a bunch of stuff to do, including a script for a Force Center ad spot. And I just was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I've lost all energy. I've lost all power. And just showered, dressed back up in my pajamas, my PJs, my sweatpants, and just sat on the couch, just staring at the wall. That's how I imagine Gonki feels.
That is very relatable. I have got into a little bit of a role here where I'm kind of having a hard time sleeping. Like, no matter how tired I am, I just get a little bit restless, and I'm waking up a lot in the night. So I kind of can't get my sleep schedule right.
Yeah.
So when my wife Sarah comes home and says, how's your day? I keep saying, lunch is a trap. If I sit down at the couch and eat lunch, I lose all energy and I cannot get back to full charge. I'm always like, oh, I had such a productive morning and lunch got me.
It's so true. And Gonki could help with that, because there's that thing, like, after you and I had done recording today, what's most likely going to happen is I'm going to fire up some enchiladas in the microwave and go, I'll just play one game of baseball. And if I'm not careful, that's the rest of my day. Gonki will be there to zap me with that reverse power device skill we're going to give.
That's right. I gotta eat lunch standing up.
Yeah, or
it's over for this the defective unit.
That's great.
All right, we're gonna move on to our final rating. We always like to rate the wild and weird factor of the data bank entries we're talking about. So our rating is based on one of the original Star Wars weirdos, Lobot. So out of 10 Lobot heads, one being the least, 10 being the most, how many Lobot heads do you give Gonky?
It's so weird. I think the Gonk droid just in theory is weird, right? It's a walking battery. And I think we can look at that and be just, it's so been part of our lives for so long, different generations of Star Wars fans, of course, but for us, it's been 40 plus years of Gonk. So I think it's easy to overlook. So I'm still going to say it's a 7. Like, it's still pretty weird that it's a battery that you form a relationship with.
Yeah, I really wrestled with this one, and I think maybe this is the first time. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm going full 10 out of 10.
Nice.
The only thing that makes the Gonk droid not bonkers is the fact that we've gotten used to it. And this isn't just Gonk droids. This is a Gonk droid named Gonky.
Yeah.
Who's trying so hard, but sometimes when they're told to hide, just power down. Like, it's just so funny to me. Hide. Oh, he just went to sleep in the middle of everything. Okay. But we just look, it's a battery with legs.
Yeah.
And the legs aren't even that effective because Gonky can't move that fast. It's not like, keep up with me on a run. We are running through a dangerous territory. Like, no, he shuffles. 10 out of 10. Weirdo. Love him.
I support this fully.
Okay. Okay. I'm a little out of control there. Ken, do you want to let people know where they can find all your stuff?
Yes, I can. I love doing this show. It takes us into wonderful, weird places, just like Gonky himself. So if you want more, you can find all the links to Force Center on Twitter at Force Center Pod. There's a link tree, our Patreon page, all the stuff kind of links on out. You can follow us all the other spots as well. You can follow me at Catnapsock or go to my website, catnapsock.com, for more thoughts on Gonky. What about you, sir?
Yeah, you can find me on all the social media. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok is at Joseph Scrimshaw, where the Gonky feelings will continue to flow. But for now, that's it. This has been Databank Dive.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.